that wasn't the second game, and I'm not gonna be long this morning. The second game. And I took inventory of several people. The second most popular game that we played as children is house. Now you have to watch out when folk are playing house. The object of house was pretension. In other words, you pretended to be mommy and daddy. And if you happen to have been the youngest one in the game, then you had to play the baby role. But as I looked at that today, I come to the conclusion that there's a lot of us who claim to be saved and we're still playing house. That's why babies are having babies. Playing house. Little girls, before they can even spell mama, are having babies. Swallow the pumpkin seed over the summer. When winter is coming, they must produce something. They are playing house. And you know, we're playing house when we shack. Now, in most games of house, there is never a marriage ceremony. Very few of us play marriage. We just instantly go into being mama and daddy. And that same mentality has followed us up into our adulthood. And we skip over what the Bible says, getting married, and we just go ahead and live in. If you can't say amen, say ouch, it's still wrong. Yeah. We live with folk who we have no intention of ever marrying. We sleep with folk who we have no intention of ever marrying. We have babies for folk who we never had an intention of marrying. You're playing house. Does not the Bible teach that marriage and the family was the first institution on the face of the earth? Does not the Bible teach that it's better to marry than it is to burn? Does not the Bible teach that every man have his own wife and not everybody else's wife? Does not the Bible teach be fruitful and multiply? And you're playing house. Games that people play. The writer says, yeah, I'm almost finished. He said, when I was a child, I spake as a child, I understood as a child, I did as a child, but when I became a man, I put away childish things. Have you ever played catch a girl, kiss a girl? Lord, I'm so glad this ain't Love Offering Sunday. Now, we're still playing catch a girl, kiss a girl, but the rules have changed. See, you used to, when you play catch a girl, kiss a girl, after they ran, you'd run after the one you liked. And that's the one that you were trying to kiss. But the rules have changed. We live in a terrible time. And in this day and age, it's no longer just catch a girl, kiss a girl. But we're playing a game with different rules. You don't just have to kiss the girl. A kiss ain't enough. And I'll go further than that. It no longer just play boys and girls, but it's catch whoever you can and kiss whoever you can and do whatever you want to do with whoever you can. That's the new rule. And we accept it. It's fine. Whatever man does is his own business. But I don't care. The Bible is still right. You know, and in this new game, catch a girl, get a girl, or catch a boy, and do whatever you want to do with the boy. In this new game, it doesn't matter whether the individual is available or not. They don't have to be single for you to catch them. Just have to be at the right place at the right time. Y'all didn't come for this. They don't have to be searching for you to catch them. Hey, they don't have to be looking for you to catch them. Hey, they don't have to. It doesn't matter whether they're married or whether they got 10 children or whether they're happy. If you catch them, honey, he's yours. The rest
Are you playing games? Then we used to play. I wish I had time.